originally from Europe and Asia and from the Black and Caspian Sea areas. They were introduced into the United States back into the mid-80s, and since their original introduction, they've continued to slowly spread throughout a good portion of the United States. And in 2009, we actually had the first introduction or found the first lake in Texas with zebra mussels, and that was Lake Texoma. Zebra mussels are a small bivalve mussel. What makes them so detrimental and harmful to aquatic resources and as well as to economies and just anything that utilizes those lakes is that they have a very high reproductive rate. They're very prolific. One adult zebra mussel can spawn up to 1 million eggs in a year. And what they do different than our native mussels is that they use what's called Bissell threads, and they can attach themselves to essentially any hard surface or substrate found within the water. And so they have this tendency to do a lot of biofouling and on say, boats and water intake structures and pipes and pumps and that type of thing that may be lowered into the lake, as well as docks and boat ramps and that type of thing. So they're very detrimental. They also filter out a lot of the zooplankton and phytoplankton in the reservoir. And the zooplankton and phytoplankton are essentially the basis of our aquatic food chain. So if they start consuming all the zooplankton and phytoplankton out of the lake, that has then an effect on our forage base, potentially have an effect on our forage base in those lakes, the gizzard shad, threadfin shad populations, which then ultimately can impact our sport fish populations as well.
So Lake Texoma, you said the first lake in Texas affected by it. Was it something, though, that was new to you, or was it something that you're constantly on the lookout for? I mean, how did you come about it, and what was your initial reaction?
We were initially surprised by it because for a long time, researchers kind of felt like maybe Texas was not susceptible to zebra mussels just because of our warm water temperatures during the summer months and that type of thing. It felt like we were hopefully safe from them, but ultimately it looks like there's some speculation or some thought out there by zebra mussel researchers and experts that maybe they're adapting over time and that they're maybe becoming a little bit more tolerant of warmer water temperatures. But and so if whether or not that's the case or not, or just finally we've it got to the point where we've had enough got the introductions of Lake Texoma that they've taken off, that's kind of a question. But no, it really kind of took us by surprise because, like I said, for the longest time, it wasn't something we were dealing about. We knew they were in the country, and we knew the upper Midwest and the North Great Lakes, the states around the Great Lakes and that part had been dealing with zebra mussels for many, many years, and they were causing a lot of problems up there and issues. But it was just felt like it was nothing, something that here in Texas we'd have to really be concerned about. Well, yeah, as always surprises you, Mother Nature can take you for a loop. So
the subject of a press conference held recently was to inform the public about new regulations now in effect because of these zebra mussels, and they went into effect earlier this month. Is that correct?
Yeah, we've actually had regulations on the books governing the possession and transportation of invasive species within the state of Texas for many, many years. And what they do, though, is when the adult stage of the zebra mussels, they're easy to see. The adults that are maybe attached to, say, a boat or trailer that is being transported from one lake to the next or going down the highway, that type of thing, they can be seen. Those regulations gave us protection in those instances. But what the new regulations this year are aimed at is helping to protect our other lakes from the introduction of the larval stages of zebra mussels. The larvae, called villagers, are microscopic. You cannot see them with a naked eye. And so the concern was that boaters would be coming from Lake Texoma, and if they did not adequately drain all the water out of their boat or out of the live wells or the bait buckets and that type of thing, that there would still be zebra mussel larvae in that water, and that could then cause an introduction into some of our other lakes. And so on May 17th, we had a new regulation that came into effect that is basically aimed at asking all boaters, when they leave Lake Texoma, Lake Levan, or the Red River Basin, that they should be ensuring that they're draining all water before they hit a state highway or a state road, public road, and either head home or go to another lake.
And they really need to concentrate on abiding by these regulations, because we've got a lot of area boaters that won't just settle for Lake Texoma, but we've got a lot of area lakes here in northeast Texas, and they're going to shop around from lake to lake, so they don't want to carry any of that. Has there been any suspicion of zebra mussels getting into other area lakes?
Yes, there actually has been. We've found there's been a couple of boats. We've had boats on Lake Ray Hubbard and on Lake Levan that were found to be infested with zebra mussels that had come from Lake Texoma. Those boats were removed from the lakes, and they were fully decontaminated and put and held in kind of quarantine until they were fully clean and safe again to be released. But we've continued monitoring Lake Ray Hubbard and Lake Levan, and even though those boats were launched in the lakes, so far we haven't documented the establishment of a zebra mussel population, or when we haven't been able to find any evidence of adults or reproduction and that type of thing. There was a single zebra mussel found on the one boat ramp at Lake Ray Hubbard, but it was the boat ramp where that contaminated boat had been launched and then again subsequently taken out of. So it's, you know, we're kind of presuming or assuming right now that that fell off of that particular boat during the process of loading and unloading. But some divers that went down actually from the USGS, and they were looking at that boat ramp very carefully, and they found that one mussel that they picked up and removed from the lake. So far, we have, with all of our monitoring that's continued on those lakes, we have not been able to document an establishment of a population or anything like that.
Okay. So. Brian Vanzi is my guest. He is with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, the Inland Fisheries Regional Director. Can people be punished for not obeying these regulations?
Yeah, these are Parks and Wildlife regulations. They're on a first-time offense. It would be considered a Class C misdemeanor. And if they have multiple regulations or violations of it, it can then be elevated up to, say, a Class B or potentially even a Class A misdemeanor, which at each step of the level you go from into a more severe level of a ticket, potential fine, and then also at the Class B and Class A level, there's also the potential for jail time service as well. So.
Is there a strong knowledge base of zebra mussels from boaters?
We feel it's really starting to improve and increase. We've had, I think at first when we got zebra mussels into the state, I think a lot of the general public and boaters were not aware of zebra mussels and the harm that they can cause. But the last couple of years, particularly in 2010, Texas Parks and Wildlife Department and a bunch of our partners from around the state, including the North Texas Municipal Water District, Tarrant Regional Water District, the City of Dallas, the Trinity River Authority, and other entities, we've partnered together and have developed a public outreach campaign to educate the people about zebra mussels and how detrimental they are and the need for people and boaters to clean, drain, and dry their boat. That's the slogan we go for, because we know that if boaters, when they're taking their boats off of the Lake Texoma, if they take it only takes a few minutes, but if they take the time to walk to the back end of the boat and remove any vegetation or mud or zebra mussels or debris that they can physically see attached or hanging onto the boat or trailer, and then pull the plug and lower the motor and drain all the water from it and then allow it to dry for at least a week, we know that those simple steps can go a long ways into preventing their spread to other lakes. Some of the issues we deal with is these bigger boats that are kept in slips on Lake Texoma. They're kept on the water, in the water, for months on end. That allows time for the zebra mussels to actually attach themselves to those boats and become, infested. Those types of vessels are probably going to require a much more thorough decontamination and inspection before being transported to another lake. And that is something we've been getting, dealing more and more with commercial haulers and these guys who are hauling these boats, because they're becoming aware of the zebra mussel issue at Lake Texoma. And I've had several commercial haulers actually contact me and say, Brian, I need to go move this boat. I'm being asked to hire to move this boat from Lake Texoma. What are the steps need to be done to move them? So we know the word's getting out there. If the campaign is being effective, we're having more and more boaters who are becoming aware of it. So the campaign's being great in that sense. Like I said, the only problem is it only takes one boat potentially that doesn't get caught, or the boater doesn't take some self-responsibility and follow the steps of clean, drain, dry, and we can have a new infestation. So, you know, it's, we got to do everything we can because they are they can cause millions and millions of dollars of damage and increases in expenses to a lot of people very quickly.
So you've got, of course, vigilant boaters is imperative, but do you also have more officials from the department, from the state surveying, unloading and unloading of these boats?
We have. We've been working with our game wardens, and like I said, back in 2009 when we first got zebra mussels in the state, it was a new thing for our wardens and stuff. We've been working very closely with our game wardens. They've been getting trained in how to inspect boats for zebra mussels and for decontamination procedures, and particularly the game wardens up there around Lake Texoma. They've been doing a really good job of visiting and dealing, working closely with the marina owners and operators and the people and seeing them on a day-to-day basis. So yeah, they've been doing a very good job. And honestly, it's a lot of times it's the marina owners and operators. They have staff that are there at these marinas, you know, pretty much every day, day in, day out. And a lot of times they're the first ones who give us a call and say, hey, I've got this boat that just showed up with zebra mussels. And so what do we need to do? Or I know if I'm having a boat being brought to my lake from Lake Texoma. Okay. What do we have to do? So we've been working very closely also with the marina owners and operators because they've been a very big partner and benefit in this outreach campaign and helping to stop and slow the spread of zebra mussels as well.
All right, Brian. Well, I think you put it in pretty logical terms there. I don't own a boat myself, but it sounds like it's not too difficult and it doesn't take too much time to go in there and properly drain and dry your boat.
No, it's not. It's a real quick procedure. It's fairly simple, and it's something, honestly, that all boaters ought to be doing anytime they leave any lake in the state because that simple process not only helps stop the spread of zebra mussels, but it can help stop the spread of invasive aquatic vegetation or any other invasive species that we know or that are popping up around the country in the U.S. So it's just a good process to follow anytime you're getting ready to leave a lake.
Thank you so much for taking the time.
You bet. Thank you.